Blog Talk Radio.
Not a man, but can I lie? I know the plans for your life. I'm asking you to dream again. Believe again and take the limits off of me. No, I'm not a man, no. Can I lie? Know the plans I have for you, they're my design. So I'm asking you just to hope again and trust again and take the limits off of me. And I hear the Lord say, take the limits off. Take the limits off. Release me to accomplish what I promised you. Oh, take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me. No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth. Enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth.
Favor. It's a time of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain.
Amen, amen, amen. The words of the song say, take the limits off of me. Hallelujah. And enlarge my territory. Hallelujah, amen. What the writer is doing is writing the song from the perspective of God. Hallelujah. And from God's perspective, he's saying, you got me in a box. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, you got me in a box. You got me restricted. Hallelujah, amen, because of the way you believe. Hallelujah, because of the way you think. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm asking you through this song, the Lord is saying, take the limits off of me. Enlarge my territory. Because when you take the limits off of me, then the limits will come off of you. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you take the limits off of me, glory to God, hallelujah, I will enlarge your territory. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, it's a back and forth thing. Jesus said it like this, if you lift me up, I draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. In other words, glory to God, that if you lift me up, I lift you up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God for the opening song. Hallelujah. There's no limit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Make sure you look that up. Praise God. Jab that. Hallelujah. Get that in your spirit. Amen. We want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for tuning in today. Amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide ministries. And you know it's our Sabbath day service on today, which means it's time for the Out of the Mouth of God ministries. Praise God. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship spearheaded, hallelujah, by my brother in Christ, Apostle Elvin A. Curry, bless the name of the Lord, who is about to come forth and bring forth a word from God on this Sabbath day in just a few minutes. Amen. But before we get to all that, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us, hallelujah, just one more day to spend with you, to commune, hallelujah, in your Holy Spirit on this earth, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for everything that you're about to reveal to us through your revelation knowledge on today. Hallelujah, Lord, we are ready. Hallelujah, our hearts are receptive, our ears are open. We are ready to receive your word on today, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you got for us. We tell it to flee right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up high and holy because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. There's none like you that never will be. Hallelujah, Lord, never will one sit beside you. Never will one be above you because you are the Almighty God. And we adore you on today,
hallelujah,
the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on today. We thank God for all of those who have called in, all of those who have tuned in on today. If you're just not tuning in, this is Out of the Mouth of God, hallelujah, ministries. Praise God. I was, hallelujah, amen, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, spearheaded by my brother in Christ, the Holy Apostle, Elvin A. Curry, who will be coming forth in just a few minutes to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. But first, we have to go to our opening scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that opening scripture, once again, is coming out of Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Verses 26. Glory to God. And it reads, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when ye standing praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want us to look real quick at verse number 26. because I love focusing on the first couple of verses, because that tells us how to get the things we want out of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we believe those things which we've asked God for in our heart, in our mind, if we receive those things, hallelujah, we've asked him for in prayer, hallelujah, amen, to be in our lives, they will come to pass. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you got to put the brakes on. Hallelujah. Because he say, why are you praying? Why are you praying and asking God for these things? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why are you praying and asking God for the car? You asking God for the house, the new clothes. Glory to God. Why are you asking God, hallelujah, for these material things? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That you want. He say, don't forget to forgive. Glory to God. And forgiveness is important, glory to God, because we want God's forgiveness. But watch this. A lot of people miss this. He says, amen, verse 26, but if ye do not forgive, hallelujah, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. That kind of hurts. Praise God, because there's a lot of people out there. We got saved, we sanctified, we filled with the Holy Ghost, but we still got some unforgiveness in our heart. Praise God, it's somebody that scorned you along the way, and you still feeling a way about that person that scorned you along the way. But the Bible says, I'm not telling you this, but the Bible's telling you this, God's telling you this, Jesus telling you this, Yeshua's telling you this, it's in red. Hallelujah for you, read another Christian. Mm. It's in red. Glory to God. And it says, if ye do not forgive, praise God, neither will your Father. So if you're holding something against somebody today, hallelujah, you need to let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But before you try to get the house, the car, the husband, the career, hallelujah, amen, before you try to get the things, before you even try to get the healing in your body, oh, I want to be healed so I can live a long time. But if you live a long time and die and go to hell because you got unforgiveness, oh, Lord, hallelujah, praise God, you got to get that unforgiveness out so hard. And the Lord wanted me to tell you right now for some reason, get it out right now. Hallelujah, let that thing go right now. Put it on the altar right now. Hallelujah, praise God. Pray to God, hallelujah, that he siphoned that thing out of you. Glory to God, that unforgiveness that you have in your heart, and you begin to utilize the fruit of the Spirit. If you tuned in last night, the man of God brought up how the fruit of the Spirit with self-control. Glory to God. If you start off loving, hallelujah, and end with self-control, you ain't got no choice but to forgive, because you'll be able to control yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this hour, we got to forgive some people. We got to forgive everybody that's come against you. You got to realize God will forgive you, but you got it on condition that you forgive somebody else. You got to forgive them. You got to let it go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let it go for you. Hallelujah. Not for them, because half of them don't even care no way. Praise God. Let's be real about it. They ain't worried. They ain't sitting there thinking about how they messed over your life. They moved on with their life. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You stuck in misery. You stuck in sorrow because you stumbling, hallelujah, over what they did to you. Hallelujah. And they over there doing it to somebody else. Glory to God. You need to move on. Hallelujah. You need to tell the mountain, be thou removed. Hallelujah. And get out of my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Mark chapter 11, praise God, verse 26. If you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. And like I said, it's in red. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. For the opening scripture on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, Mark chapter 11, verse 26. And like we always say, we invite you, amen, to study the souls ourselves approved. Go back and read it for yourself. We ain't telling y'all these scriptures just to be saying it. Glory to God, hallelujah, to sound smart. We telling you this so you can write it down. Hallelujah, amen. So you can go back and study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Please don't take my word for it. I can be telling you anything. I can see you telling you the Bible's the bridge to prove that you love God. That ain't what the Bible says, but you'll probably go do it because you ain't read it for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So go back, read it for yourself. Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not my will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. On today, if you're just not tuning in, this is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Praise God. And we are getting ready, praise God. Hallelujah. To hear our seventh day message on today. Praise God, hallelujah. And if you just missed your first time, amen, you are in for a treat, getting ready, hallelujah, to break the bread of life on today, to come forth, amen, with that seventh-day word of God, amen, is the leader, the pastor, the spearheader, amen, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Los Angeles, California. You better believe that the West Coast is in the house on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. None other than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. All over the place. Amen. Wherever you are right now, come on and give your God the glory. Come on, give him the praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy of all our praise. Amen. Do anybody agree with me this morning? Amen. He is worthy all our praise. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen. For
yes,
the Lord is good. Come on, hear somebody. And his mercy, hallelujah, endures forever. How many of you is happy about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? How many of you is happy?
Yes.
If there ain't nobody greater. Amen. Nobody greater. Hallelujah. The song right there, I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. I searched high and low. Amen. Couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than my son.
Nobody
greater than your so-called. Lift your voice. If you know ain't nobody greater than your God. Hallelujah. Glory to his high name this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
How many of you, amen, have made up in your mind that I'm going to rejoice? This is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. He made it just for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Just for you, child of God. He made this day for us. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody get on your nerves. Don't let no devil in hell mess the day up that God done made for you. Somebody lift your voice and give God the glory. Somebody lift your voice and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate. Somebody celebrate it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord on this morning. Amen. We thank him. Amen. For who he is. Amen. He is awesome. And he is great. Amen. And all of heaven rejoices at him all day long. Amen. All of heaven celebrates him all day long. Amen. So we got to get our praise in too. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's done so much for us that we just can't tell it all. But the neighbor, I got to tell something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if I don't tell something, I'm going to bust. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. For his goodness this morning. Amen. I give it honor to Yahshua HaMashiach, which is not only the Lord of my life, but he is my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise him.
this morning. Amen. Give an honor to my dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre Primos. Amen.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Amen. To his wife. Amen. This morning. Amen. We do give honor to them this morning. Amen. To my, dear, dear queen. Amen. And my first lady, amen. I give honor to her this morning. Amen. And to all of the fellowship that may be online this morning. Amen. I shout out everyone. Amen. My children. Amen. My beautiful children. Amen. I salute them this morning too as well. And somebody give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory this morning. Hallelujah to God this morning. Morning, amen. God woke me up with something this morning. Amen. Straight from the throne room. Amen. The Lord told me at the close of 2021 that this year would be the year of his wrath. Amen. And we have been seeing the wrath of God all over the land. Amen. He also said this will be the year that his children come together with heaven. And he was saying stay in agreement with heaven. He's still speaking that right now. Stay in agreement with heaven. Amen. Because God is going to manifest the requests and the desires of our heart within this year. And it's something, saints, because this year is almost out. Amen. This year is about to come to a close. I don't know about you, child of God, but are you amazed at how fast we got here?
Amen.
It seemed like it was yesterday that we were just celebrating the new year. And now we're at the close, amen, of a year, of 2022. We right at the door. And notice we're in the month of November right now. And November is the 11th month. God is saying that we got to go hard in this month concerning the things of God. Come on here, somebody. I want to inspire you and encourage you that we got to put our best foot forward in this month. Because a lot of things are getting ready to go down. A lot of things getting ready to happen. And a lot of us ain't going to see it coming because we're not in prayer. See, prayer, in order to know what's happening in the natural realm and in the spirit realm. And a lot of us is tied into the news. We tied into the television. But don't let the television tell your vision. Amen. Let's get into prayer, child of God, and let the word of God tell our vision. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you want the real news, if you want the real scoop, get in the presence of the Most High God, and he'll let you know what the real news is. Oh, I wish somebody would give him a praise right there. Hallelujah. If you really want to know, hallelujah, what's going on, glory to God, you ain't got to turn the TV on. Get on your knees and talk to Yahshua. Yahshua will show you what's really going on in the news. Come on, here, somebody. How many of you know that you can't lose? Amen. When you talk to a God that knows everything, come on here, somebody. He knows the present. He knows the past. And he knows the future. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
How many of you will agree that he know everything? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, how many give God a shout right there? He know everything, glory to God. And so when I talk to him, Lord God, he going to tell me everything I need to know concerning the present tense, the past tense, and the future tense. Or oh, whatever is happening. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many times is winding up? We need to be looking up, Saint. We need to be looking up. Child of God, look up. For your redemption draws nigh. Come on here, somebody. God is on his way back. And people don't know it. Because they're not paying attention. Come on here, somebody. You should recognize the signs of the time. God is on his way back. Amen. God put that in my spirit and gives that out this morning before we go into the awesome, wonderful word of the living God. Come with me to Revelation. Man, Revelation chapter 13. A lot in here, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot in here. But the Lord is telling me to start at verse 8. Revelation 13, verse 8. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the understanding of your word. We thank you for the entrance of your word that giveth light to us. Father, I ask you, Father, to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, Lord. Let every word be all of you, Lord, and none of me. Thank you, Lord God, for you are the master teacher. You are the master preacher. You are the master prophet. You are the master apostle. You are Rabba Sande de Boku, Tarabasa. You are the almighty God. And we worship you, Lord God. And we adore you, God. And we have your way this Sabbath day, Lord. Hallelujah. But we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So we bless you this morning. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. For it belongs to you. Bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Rebuke every devil and demon and unclean spirit that would try to mess with the word of God this morning. Thank you, Lord. The enemy cannot stop any words that come from you. So we thank you. We give you the praise and the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God another shout of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We're in Revelation 13 and 8 this morning. And the word of the Lord reads. And it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. I want you to ponder on that. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, verse 9, let him hear. He that leadeth in the captivity shall go in the captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saint. Hallelujah. And I beheld, verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. I want to leave with you for a thought
this morning, beloved. The beast is here. The beast is here. And let's get up to verse 8. We're going to cover a lot of things this morning in the Word of God. Amen. And verse 8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who is in him? He's talking
the
about. How about the beast? He's talking about the Antichrist.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about the devil. But the enemy going to be in what? Human form. But here's the revelation of this thing. He says, the only ones that's going to worship him is those whose names are not written in the book of life.
Mm.
Oh, beloved. Now, let me catch that revelation, beloved. Catch that right there. The only way that people are going to worship the devil is because their name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life,
hallelujah,
you ain't got to worry about taking the mark of the beast. You ain't got to worry, because your salvation is sealed. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm with somebody. We're getting happy right there. Glory to God. See, we get happy that we have authority over the devil, and we should get happy about that all day long. But let me tell you what we should get happy about. That our names is written in the Lamb's book. If your name is in that book, you need to praise him. Hallelujah. You need to thank him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey. Sunday, you need to thank God, because that means that you covered by the blood. That means that the blood knows who you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The blood knows who I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, that our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. In the Book of Life of the Lamb that was slain. That means that before there was ever a world, before the world even existed, Yahshua had already been slain and wrote our names in the book of life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means God said, that means that I chose you. I put my seal on you and in you. And then that means that no matter what, you're not going nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Then he says in verse 9, if any man have an ear, hallelujah. See, everybody don't have an ear right now to hear what God is saying. It ain't that God ain't speaking. It's just people don't have the ear to hear what God is speaking. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would catch that right there. See, we got to keep our spiritual ears open to God's voice. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the only way we going to do that is that we got to stay in the spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I say stay in the spirit, I ain't talking about being all spooky. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm saying you got to be led by your spirit man. You got to hear what your spirit man is saying. Your spirit man, you got to allow the Holy Spirit to strengthen your spirit so you can be led by the spirit that is within you. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, we are a spirit first. Come on here, somebody. We are a spirit that possesses a soul that live in this body. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
So your body shouldn't be ruling you right now. Amen. Your spirit man should be ruling you. But if you're not being given your spirit what it needs, glory to God, it's not going to be able to sustain you. If you're not being in prayer, if you're not being in the word, if you're not praying in the Holy Ghost like you should, glory to God, your spirit man is not going to be able to carry you in this hour. You got to dedicate yourself to walking in the spirit. Why? Because the word says if you walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's why you got to have an ear.
Lord, help my spiritual ear to hear you. How many know you can't let anything in your ear come on here, somebody?
That's right.
You let everything in your ear, you're going to be messed up. Amen. Some things you can't let in your ear, some people you can't let in your ear. Why? Because they're not in line or in tune with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many know that your name is in the book? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's why we can't worship the beast. That's why we can't worship the Antichrist, because our name is already in the what? Book of life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then verse 11 says, and I beheld what? Another beast. So there's another beast coming. There's a beast that's already here. So anytime you see the word beast, no, that means government. That word beast is the code word for government. Tell her God, hit me right now. Hit me right now. Man, the apostle is about to reveal some truth to you over to God. Pray that you embrace it. And I pray that you pray on it. Pray about it. Amen. And the Bible said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Prove it. Saying, you know, you coming from God. You can say, prove it. Try it. Hallelujah. Listen, child of God, the enemy that we have is not overseas. I want you to hear me. The enemy that we have is not from a foreign country. But the enemy that we have is right here. The beast that we have, child, I don't know if you realize it or not, but war has been declared on you. Not from the outside, but from the inside. We've been told we have to worry about nations and countries coming against us. But what do you do, child of God, when the enemy is right in your house?
Oh, I remember.
Well, Apostle, when was war declared on you? War was declared on you, child of God, as soon as you came out of the womb. As soon as we came out of our mother's womb, war was declared on us. Come on here, somebody. And it's even worse, child of God, when you are of African descent, because the warfare is more intense. They've been trying to figure out a way to get rid of us, and we like ice tea. We don't die, we multiply. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But the thing now, child of God, is that a lot of us is so wrapped up in this system that it is killing us now. It's having an effect because we're trying to turn to everything and everybody but God. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, when are you going to realize that I'm the only one that can get you out of here? Come on here, somebody. I'm the only one that can strengthen you against the wiles and tricks of the enemy. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now verse 11 says, and I beheld another beast. So there's another beast coming. And the beast that's coming is China. It's going to be greater than the beast that exists, right? See, tell God, let me tell you something. When I did the research on where did the Khazar Jews originate from, now the Khazar Jews are the Jews that are European. They wear the black hats. They wear the black suits. They have the long black beard. And they walk around like they are God's chosen people. When in reality, they are not God's chosen people. Well, not the God of heaven. No, they're not his chosen people. But how many know that Satan is the God of this world? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that Satan has have children too? That's why Yahshua said in John chapter 8, ye are of your father, the devil. And he was talking to the Khazar Jews back then. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so these are fake Jews, these imposter Jews who have stolen our identity. And they walk in what we're supposed to be walking in. But see, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, once we come into the real knowledge of the truth, and not only come into the knowledge of it, but we got to walk in it. Come on here, somebody. It's not enough just to know it. You got to walk in who you are. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you, child of God, they're not going to tell you who you are. You got to find out who you are. You got to seek it. You got to chase after it. You got to go after it with all your heart and allow God to reveal the truth to you. So when I was studying about where the Khazars originated from, I found out, because they said, what is the English word for Khazar? What is the English word for Khazar? And guess what popped up, child of God? Ukraine. Ukraine popped up for the English word for Khazar. And so the Lord said, that's why my judgment came against them. Because they are the Khazar Jews in the Middle East. Stay with me, child of God. They are the Khazar Jews in the Middle East. God's wrath came upon them for what they have done and for the mistreatment that they have for us as black people. Come on here, somebody. For us as African people. That's why you don't see no blacks over there, because they don't allow blacks in their country, and they kill them. They abuse them. And how many know that God is taking inventory of those who have mistreated us. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I'm still in Revelation.
Amen.
And how many of you know God says that I've seen your hurt, I've seen your pain, I've seen your cry, and because they refuse to let you go, because they refuse to treat you right. Come on here, somebody. Now in verse 11, he says that he beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. This beast is going to come up and out of the earth. And he had two horns. The horns represent authority and power, like a lamb. Come on here, somebody. And so here's the deception. He going to look like a lamb. He going to look like he innocent, like he wouldn't do nothing. He going to look harmless. But the harmlessness that he has, he going to look like he's harmful, like he's not going to do nothing. But when he opened his mouth, he don't speak like a dragon, because there's a... Whenever you see dragon, beloved, dragon is always attached to China. He going to look like a lamb, but he going to speak like a dragon. That means he going to have fire coming out of his mouth. But the fire going to be coming straight from hell. Come on here, somebody. Straight from hell. Rabashu ku tarabashu. Verse 12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast. Let me tell you something. Huh. The first beast represent America. The first beast is America. But the second beast that's coming is going to be greater than the first. Oh, mercy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It says that he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. Now, let me tell you what the Lord spoke to me, beloved. He said, the judgment that happened with Ukraine, he said, but Ukraine was following orders from the Khazars that's here in America. Now remember, Khazars are the European Jews that have stolen our identity and taken it for their own, because they don't want to be found out for who they really are. Now, the Khazar Jews in the Middle East was receiving instructions from the Khazars here in America. That's who run the country. That's who is the God of this world. Amen. Who is under the control of the devil himself. Now, oh yeah, they're on assignment for the enemy, beloved. Why you think they don't want God nowhere in the equation? Why you think that they have wiped out God? Amen. They have whitewashed God out of everything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so God is not welcome in their agenda. Let me get this thing so y'all understand fully what the Holy Spirit is saying. When I say God, I'm saying the God of heaven. Amen. Yahshua HaMashiach. The God that controls everything. The God that we acknowledge in Christianity is Jesus. They don't want nothing to do with him.
Uh-huh.
But they are on assignment for the God of this world, which this is who the devil is using to operate and carry out his assignments in the earth realm. So they're on assignment for the enemy because that's who they worship. That's their father. Come on here, somebody. That's why ain't no truth in them. That's why every time they open their mouth, they speak of a lie because they are children of their father.
Mm-hmm.
They are children of their father. Come on here, somebody. So we shouldn't get betwixt when we hear them lie, because Yahshua said, I only do what I see my father do. I only say what I hear my father say. So if they are children of the devil, then they don't say what their father say. They're going to do what their father do. Come on here, somebody. And so this beast that's coming is going to cause everyone to worship the first beast. Come on here, somebody. MT was coming, child of God. They're going to make a mandate for people to worship the devil. Matter of fact, the ones who are vaccinated have already made that decision. Because now it's going to come down to those who are vaccinated and to those who are not. Come on here, somebody. They said the only one that's going to be able to buy, sell, and trade, it's going to be those who are vaccinated. Come on here, somebody. But let me get back to this word. And it says in verse 12, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So something's getting ready to happen. They're going to set up something. Amen, because they want to make it seem like that the one that's empowered is a God image. Come on here, somebody. It says, and in verse 13, it says, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Come on here, somebody. He's going to have a powerful illusion. It seems like he got all power. Come on here, somebody. But he really getting his power from the enemy. Because nobody have all power but who? Yahshua. Nobody have all power but the God of heaven and earth. Come on here, somebody. That's the only one that has all power. Come on here, somebody. Verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So he can only do it in the sight of the beast. Come on here, somebody. So the government was controlling, will be controlling his power. Come on here, somebody. So whatever miracles, signs, and wonders that he do, they will be only to keep the people under his thumb. Come on here, somebody. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had been wounded by a sword and did live. So now they want those who are worshiping the beast to make a god out of the beast. Come on here, somebody. Verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Come on here, somebody. I mean, and thank God again for our name being in the Lamb Book of Life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, and he calls all, both small and great. Somebody say all.
All.
It says both small and great. So small has to do with the regular people. The great has to do with the leaders. Come on here, somebody. Rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Come on here, somebody. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. Notice, they call it the mark. Come on here, somebody. And they don't identify what the mark is. But the mark is identifying itself. Come on here, somebody. I just heard them say it again, son. They don't identify the mark, but the mark is identifying itself. Come on here, somebody. But we know that everybody is going to have to take, or they're going to try to make everybody take it. They can't make everybody take it because God gave us a free will. Come on here, somebody. Because if I said free will.
Free will.
How many know that that's why the enemy can't force nothing on us? Because God gave us a free will. And the free will says, I have a right to either reject or accept. That's why Yahshua can't force us to get saved. Because of the free will.
Come on now.
That's why he says, come and give your life to me. Because I can't violate the free will that I gave you. Come on here, somebody. That's why when Yahshua was at the table, and then he saw the cup, he had to give up his will to the Father because he realized that the Father gave him a free will. Come on here, somebody. So that means he could have coughed out. He could have coughed out and said, I ain't finna do it. I ain't finna go to the cross. No. I want to live. I don't want to do this, Father. Amen. You have to find another way for us to save them and give them everlasting life. But it wasn't in his heart to disobey God. Come on here, somebody. It wasn't in his spirit to let God down. Come on here, somebody. So he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Come on here, somebody. Not what I want, Lord, because what I want is not in line with what you want. But I'm bringing myself in line with what you want, Father, because I love you more than anything. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we need to give God praise this morning. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how many know that we got a free will, too? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And like Yahshua. Amen. We give our free will up to the Father. Father, not my will. Not what I want, Lord, but your will be done. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you can only say that when you know him? Come on here, somebody. Yeah, I'm talking about they know God, but you're not willing to give your free will up to him. Hey! When you know him, you said, not my will, Lord, but your will. See, a lot of us still trying to chase after our own will. That's why we won't surrender. But we want God to give us everything. But God said, I'm not going to give you everything until you prove to me that you love me more than anything. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So So, child of God, why do you think the Bible says that no man can serve two masters? And when he says that, he's talking about God and mammon, or God and money. Come on here, somebody. Because it's going to come down to where you will have to make a decision whether it's God or the money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, God is saying, if you pick me, glory to God, I'm going to make sure that I provide for you, and you don't have to worry about anything, because I am the God that know how to be everything you need me to be. Oh, I wish somebody would get happy right there. See, God says, I am for everything. And see, when you realize, when we realize that God is our everything, then we start chasing after things. Come on here, somebody. See, you start chasing after things when you find out that God is the everything that you need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, why ain't you chasing after money? I ain't got to chase it. God says, amen, that he will cause those things what, to be added. Come on here, somebody. He says to me, glory to God, hallelujah, that he is going to be my shepherd.
Come on now.
And I'm not going to vote for anything. Come on here, somebody. He says that he's going to supply my needs. Amen. Why ain't you worried about your needs? Why? Because I gave it to Yahshua. Amen. He says that I am the God that shall supply your need. Hallelujah. According to my riches. Come on here, somebody. See, we stuck on the riches here, but God is saying, I'm richer. Hallelujah. I'm richer than anything here. Hallelujah.
That's
oh, I wish somebody get happy. Glory to God. See, the reason why we still chasing child of God is because we haven't realized that God is our everything. Come on here, somebody. See, when you realize God is your everything, you become content. Amen. You stop chasing. And then the Bible says in Ephesians 4:20 says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to the power that worketh in us. But unto him who is able
to keep me from falling. I'm out preaching.
Hey, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. The Lord said, I want to put you in the place so I can show you how awesome I really am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we can't see that. You're not going to see that if you plug into the beast. Come on here, somebody. If you plug into the system that is designed to take us away from God. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the devil want to be God. Come on here, somebody. He want to be God. He know he not, I'm not present like God. He know he not omnipotent like God. Come on here, somebody.
He ain't.
He know that he not omniscient like God, because God know everything.
Come on now.
And so the only way he can know everything is through this here chip.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
And so don't be fooled, child of God. Don't be fooled by the trick. I know Halloween done passed, but the enemy's still tricking. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't fall for the trick.
Don't fall for the trick.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, what would it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? You might gain the world or this system. Amen. But what good is it? Amen. If you gain that and you lose your soul in the process, come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
The second beast is on its way. China is coming. And let me tell you, not only is China coming, but Russia is coming with them. Come on here, somebody. And not only is China and Russia coming, But Africa is coming with them. Come on here, somebody. And I'm telling you, child of God, hold on to the Lord with everything you got. Hold on to the Lord with everything you got. Come on here, somebody. God is not going to let us down. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said that the small and the great, he calls everybody whose name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's how you going to know your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life when you don't worship the beast. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
I care about your soul this morning. Hallelujah. You can't get rid of this mark. Amen. You can't take the mark back. Once you take it, then you are sealed forever to go to hell. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God. Preach, Lord. God is saying, I died so you wouldn't have to go to hell. He said, you can still receive my salvation. Come on and give God praise this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 17, and then no man might buy or sell. Amen. We're not going to buy or sell. And if you got that vaccine, the only way they're going to let you buy and sell is that you have to prove that you've been vaccinated. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, Rabako, Tarama. And for those of you who say it's not the mark of the beast, you tell me when you've ever known them to have this much clout with a vaccine. Come on here, somebody. You tell me when the last time they ever said, amen, that if you don't have the vaccine, you cannot buy or sell. He says that no man might buy or sell if he has the mark. The mark. I want you to circle that word, the mark. Or the name of the beast. Or the number of his name. Come on here, somebody. Did you know, child of God, that they give you a number after you get vaccinated? That all the people that are vaccinated have a number that come along with the vaccination that you get. And they got your number documented. Come on here, somebody. Now, for the number of 666, so we've been told that the number 666 is of the devil. Let me bring some revelation knowledge in here. That number 666 is the number of melon. Of black melon. It's the code to our black melon. Come on here, somebody. But after you take the vaccine, your melon will be no good, child of God. Oh, I'm talking to all my African brothers and sisters. Once you take the vaccine, your melon now is not able to do what the Lord created to do. Because you have now a virus inside of you that is connected to their system that is designed to kill your melon.
Oh.
666 is 6 electrons, 6 neutrons, and 6 protons. And these electrons, 6 electrons, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, is what allow us to be able to relate to the universe. Come on here, somebody. So it allows nature to know who you are. Oh, can I share something with you? Oh, I got a testimony. Can I share this? And I'm about to wrap it up. Listen, I was in Walmart yesterday, and I bought me some grapes. and I stepped out of Walmart to eat my grapes. Hey, amen. I was happy. The grapes were good too. And you know that a bird came right up to me, and he looked at me and said, "Where mine's at? You eating the grapes, where mine at?" So I took a grape and gave it to him. He ate the grape, and I guess he chirped. And then the other bird came and said, "Yeah, you fed my homie. I'm here for mine, too." So I gave him a grape, too, and he ate it. Glory to God. Then he chirped, and then some more birds came. About 5 or 6 birds came to help me eat my grapes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it was a joy to eat with the birds. Come on here, somebody. And then a crow came. A crow came out the bunch. Like he wanted some. So I tried to give him a grape, and he threw it down. Like he didn't want it. So I said, "I ain't got nothing else for you. So you're going to have to check the spot." So he left. Come on. But me and the birds celebrated. Come on here, somebody. And it was a blessing. And the Lord said, "They know who you are." He said, "Nature knows you." Nature knows who you are. And I began to thank God. Because that means if the birds know who I am, that means the bees know who I am. That means all of nature knows who we are. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me just drop one more gold nugget. Catch this one. Catch this right quick. And I promise we're closing. Listen, isn't it funny that when God told Noah to build the ark, that the only ones that was in the ark was the animals? Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. God told Noah to build the ark, but wasn't no people in the ark but Noah and his family. All the rest was what? Animals. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He told Noah, go out and get the animals. Get them 2 by 2, male and female. Come on here, somebody. He didn't say get 2 males. He didn't say get 2 females. He said male and female. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God believe in reproduction? He believe in reproduction. Come on here, somebody. He believe in being fruitful. Come on here, somebody. It just go to show there ain't a gay bone in God's body. Because if that been the case, he said, go get 2 females. Go get 2 males and bring them together. No, God says 2 males, a male and a female, bring them together so they can reproduce in the land. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, neighbor, the beast is here. But don't be deceived by the beast. Just praise God that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many of you know that can't no devil take our name out the book?
Amen.
How many of you know, neighbor, that your name is forever in that book? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So we thank God on this morning. Hey, yes, God, we thank God on this morning because he has already sealed us and we are already on our way to kingdom land. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick before I turn over to the elder, tell somebody, say, neighbor, my name in the book. Glory to God. I'm in the book. I'm in the book.
My name's
book. Glory in the land. Hallelujah. In the Lamb's Book of Life. My name is in the book. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Come get some of this over there, God.
Hallelujah. My name in the book. Hallelujah. My name is in the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey. God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it don't matter who don't know my name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he do.
Glory to God.
I ain't got to be a Martin Luther King. I ain't got to be a Malcolm X. I ain't got to be a JFK. Hallelujah, because my name is in his book. Glory to God. If he make me that, fine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He blow me, fine. But I already know I blew up in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I already know my name.
Put his super on the natural and it become what? Supernatural. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we thank God. We give God praise. Is there anybody have anything that they want to say before I close it out? What you want to say, baby?
I love God.
Oh, say it again.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at this, my phone cut off. The devil's such a liar. Oh.
I love God. I love God.
Hallelujah.
I love Yeshua. You're the one that gave me life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those are my children, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not telling them to say that. Glory to God. They said that on their own. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise this morning, Father. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have not bowed to the beast, neither will we ever bow, Lord. Hallelujah. But our knee will only bow to you to declare who you are, Father. We thank you, oh God. We give you all the praise and the glory that is due you. We bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
In Yeshua, how much your name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That blessed my heart right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre Prevo.
Amen. 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 We thank God on today once again for the word. Make sure y'all tune in with us on Monday night. Amen. For that special amen service. Praise God. And on behalf of everybody on the line on today, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And do it. Hallelujah.
Lift your worship. favor in your sight. Lord, please, Lord, please.
Everything I need is where.